Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Happy holidays to each and every one of you. You are listening to the Monday night weekly Avon Motivational Radio Show. And for those who have been on the show, you know that this show has been designed to help those Avon representatives take their Avon business to the next level. Well, guys, today we are going to talk about business buddies or business partners, or some people like to call in the business accountability partners. I have found that the best way to improve your marketing is to have another person review your marketing plan on a regular basis. In other words, an accountability partner. It's great that we attend meetings or we go to conventions or we speak with our upline, we speak with our district manager, we hear from our district sales manager. But, you know, however, we are still independent representatives, and it's important that you do attend and, you know, all of these business meetings and have these one-on-one with your downline and upline and your district managers. But no matter how, you know, what kind of structure you put yourself in terms of, you know, meetings and things that you attend, you still need that personal touch. And you can call that touch whatever you want. It could be a coach, a mentor, or a peer, someone that you can check in and lean on or brainstorm on a regular basis. This is the person that you should trust. This is the person that you would call your accountability partner. No matter how tough or brave or independent you are, you will increase your rate of success by sharing your path with a like-minded person. How do you ask? Well, when you have a business buddy or an accountability partner, you can hold each other accountable to keep moving ahead. Because what happens when you have an accountability partner, what you do in the very beginning, once you select that person, again, it could be a mentor, a coach, another Avon representative, a relative that you know in business, once you have identified that person, the first thing you want to do is to create and develop realistic goals for yourself. That goal could be for the year. The goal could be a monthly goal. Then you break that yearly goal down to monthly goals, and then you break that goal down to weekly goals. And then once you have established your goals, then you try to figure out the steps to getting to achieve those goals. And then what you would do with your accountability partner is you communicate with that person, whether you meet that person on a weekly, whether you have a daily conversation. It all depends on you. There's no right or wrong way of how you're going to meet with your accountability person. But let's say for the sake of argument and the sake of this radio show, let's say you're going to meet this person once a week. So what you're going to do on paper, you're going to write down the goals in which you want to achieve for that particular week, keeping in mind that you're working towards the monthly goal, and that monthly goal is working towards the yearly goal. Now, what I do with my accountability partner, I communicate with my accountability partner in the form of an email. So I write down my goals for the week, and I look over them, and then I email my accountability partner. You designate a certain day of the week. It could be a Monday, maybe every Monday you do this. It could be just the weekends. you know, wherever you agree with your accountability partner, that's the day you set up. I send my goals to my accountability partner. My accountability partner will then, in turn, send me her goals. And then I look at her goals, and then she'll look at my goals. And then sometimes we have conversation, a verbal conversation about our different goals and, you know, how we plan to achieve or, you know, attack those particular goals. And then what happens, you have that 1 week to work on those goals. And this is where the accountability person really comes in, because after one week, wait, someone said they can't hear me, so let me go and go back to the show. I don't. If you can hear me, can you just text me at 914-447-1089? That's 914-447-1089, because you should be able to hear me. Okay, so getting back to, so you send out these information out to your accountability person, and then what you would do is review her or his. Hold on, wait, let me see. The people said they cannot. Okay, got it. Okay. So what people are saying, so what happens, you look at your person's accountability partner's goals, and then you call each other. This is where it really counts. You call each other, and you discuss the goals. And then the next week, what you do, you send your accountability partner your new goals for the next week. However, you look at your goals that you had sent last week, and you present a progress report. Now, you could put that progress report in the beginning of the email, or you could put it at the bottom of the new goal. But then you have to say, did you achieve your first goal? How did it go? Well, say, for example, you had for your first goal that you were going to sign up 3 representatives, and maybe you signed up only 1. So you could say, well, I didn't meet my goal for item number 1. And the reason being is because it turned out to be a holiday week, and people were not available. That could, you know, so you have to give a reason why you did not achieve your particular goal. And that's when, and you know, psychologically, when you know that you have to report your progress to somebody else, it really motivates you to stay on point, stay on target, to keep your eyes on the prize. So you want to make sure that you always have accountability person, because again, this person will keep you focus. And you know, and your goal could be anything. It could be just as simple as self improvement. You know, you may have difficulties prospecting, or you may have difficulties recruiting. You know, that may be an area where you want to work on. So you set up goals in how to achieve those or to overcome those fears. And those are the goals you work on that you will share with your accountability partner as well. And then also advancement. If you decide you want to become an advanced unit leader or a unit leader in 4 weeks, then you know what you need to do. To do that, you break those requirements down in a 4-week period, and then you send those information to your accountability partner, knowing that somebody's looking this stuff over, and that's going to motivate you to go out and achieve those goals. And no one wants to tell somebody, oh, I didn't do the work because I was lazy. You know, you'll find that you really, really are going to stick to your goals when you have an accountability partner, somebody you're going to have to report to. Another thing you can do with your accountability partner, you can challenge each other. You know, you can give each other challenges. For example, again, if you know you have a hard time going out prospecting, maybe, you know, maybe one of your goals will be, this week I'm going to go out twice to do prospecting, and I'm going to give out 25 books or 25 kits. When I say kits, it's a packet that you make up with your, maybe your $10 flyer, whatever you want to put in that kit. And that could be a challenge in which your partner, your accountability partner, sets upon you. And then you, on in turn, especially if you work with another Avon representative and you know your accountability partner's weaknesses and strengths, you may want to give that person a goal in which they can achieve. Maybe that person's not very good at maybe sending out emails. So you may say to that person, okay, Mary, for this week, you're going to correspond to 5 different recruits or 5 different customers, whatever the challenge may be. And the challenge, having these challenges, the reason why those having the challenge are so important, because it allows you and your accountability partner to go beyond your fear, you know, to step out and step out on faith and step out of your comfort zone so that, you, again, you can, the ultimate goal is to take your business to the next level. The other thing you want to do with your accountability partner, you want to cheer, you want to be a cheerleader. You know, y'all should be cheerleaders for each other. So if you look and you see it, that your accountability partner has sent you her goal list from, you know, and her progress report, and she achieved all of her goals, you can say, you know, excellent, or I'm proud of you, or, you know, you even send an email, an invite card to the person congratulating them for achieving their goals. If you had given the person a challenge, or, you know, you may want to send that person a, you know, a congratulations, I'm so proud of you. And, you know, and this is great because that helps, again, take you and your partner to the next level, and hopefully your accountability partner that you have selected will do the same in terms to you. They will send you congratulation letters and keep up the good work emails every time you have or experience success. So those are another ways of using your accountability person to challenge each other, to be a cheerleader to each other, and to help increase your productivity. So how do you find an accountability person? It should be someone who is not going to yes you to death. It should be someone who can stand up to you and say, you know, and give you the truth. This person should be able to say to you, you know what, you really didn't do a good job this week, or yes, you did a good job. They're not telling you things that you want to hear. They're telling you things that you need to hear. This is who you should select as an accountability person, a person who's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what they think you want them to tell you. It will be great if you get an accountability to somebody who's in your downline or, you know, within the Avon family in your district. It could be somebody outside your district. I always recommend that the person should at least be in business for themselves, because a lot of times when you have an accountability partner, sometimes you think that you are unique, that you are the only one who may not reach your goal this week, that you are the only one who has not been successful recruiting. And you can't really talk about this, or don't feel comfortable, you know, having this conversation at a district meeting or at a convention, but, you know, you will feel, you know, more comfortable speaking one-on-one. And so that's why, you know, you want to have someone that's in business, because particularly somebody who's been where you are, you know, someone who has success, those who have also have had failures, because they walked the walk and they walked in your shoes, and they will understand what it is clearly that you are presently going through. So you want to make sure, again, that you have someone that you can trust, someone who understands, if not the Avon business, but at least business in general. And thirdly, you want someone who will tell you what you need to know, not what you want them to tell you. And then also, and last but not least, someone who, you know, who they should be very knowledgeable, someone that you respect, and someone who is not only an accountability partner, but someone who is reliable, because this is a commitment for you and the person, because you are going to communicate on a regular basis. Now, I mentioned email because me and my accountability person, who's been on our speaker last week, Ellen Edwards, you know, we communicate via email, but some accountability people, partners, I should say, they get together and have coffee and they have a face-to-face. Well, however you want to communicate with your accountability person is okay, because this is your business and you're setting it up that make it comfortable for you and the person that you you want to have to be your accountability person. So you can do emails, so you have a face-to-face, where you can have coffee once a week or how often you want to. You can even have an accountability person where you talk over the phone. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So, and if you're going to meet face-to-face and you select an Avon representative, why not go out and do prospecting first and then have a cup of coffee and go over your goals? Always be prepared. If your goal is to send your, if you're doing emails and your commitment has been that by 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon your goals and responses are going to be sent, then that's what you need to do. You know, be committed, because again, this is your business. You want to keep focused and you want to make sure, you want to guarantee your success. And the only way you can do that is if you, as well as your accountability partner, are on the same page. So I hope that you found that to be very, very helpful. I do have some more information for you. If you get a pen and paper, I'll give you a few minutes to grab that. And I have a wonderful, wonderful book to recommend to you, as well as a tape. So it's a book and a tape series. And the name of the book is called Prospecting and Closing Script Book. And this is by Danny Johnson, D-A-N-I Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Prospecting and Closing Script Book. I found this book to be very, very good. And I got my book off of eBay. It was certain you can get it off of Amazon.com. The cheapest place I found it was on eBay. And the one thing I like about the book, I took the book and I retyped the script. And I put in the information for Avon. And so this way, when I make phone calls to people who I've met, I already have a script, an award-winning script in front of me so that I can make sure I hit the key points when trying to recruit. So it's a very, very good book. It's called, again, Prospecting and Closing Script by Danny Johnson. As we know, the holidays are coming, and that we all have to get our orders in by Wednesday, and I would suggest to put each and every one of you to start putting your orders together now and by Tuesday clean it up this way that you have it ready to go for Wednesday. Don't forget, we have the challenge coming up, and I know that each and every one of us are going to get our 3 sales, our 3 recruits, and we're going to do fine. Before I leave you with the quote, I would like to leave you with a Christmas message, because I won't have the opportunity to speak to you until the day after Christmas, and we will have a call the day after Christmas. We're actually going to have a round table discussion. So I'm going to have a couple of representatives on the online at one time, and we're going to have a great discussion. So it's going to be a don't want to miss opportunity. And I want to leave you with a Christmas wish, and I'm also going to leave you with a quote. And the Christmas wish is the seven candles of Christmas. This Christmas, let us light seven candles in remembrance of the true meaning of Christmas. Lighting the first candle for the man who birthed we celebrate on Christmas Day, may that the fire from that candle light the world. Light the second in the honor of the gift of his love. May the light from this candle touch every heart, those who believe and those who do not. Light the third candle in honor of your children and your family, for they are among the greatest gifts. Light the fourth for the young men and women in the armed forces who sacrifice so much so that we may have the right to celebrate Christmas, or not in accordance with our own beliefs. Light the fifth candle for your friends, for they indeed are among the greatest treasures. Light the sixth for the less fortunate ones, for the mother who has no food to give her children, for the father who has no job, for the children who go hungry. May the glow from this candle guide our conscience. Light the seventh candle for those who suffer, for those who are ill, forgotten, lonely, for those who are homeless and are huddled on dark winter nights in the unseen corners of cities all over the world. In remembrance of them, let us this candle. And may the light from this candle burn always, lest we forget them when Christmas has passed. May the bright blessings of Christmas be with you always. Celebrate Christmas with love and joy and share it with all of those you love. May your family find peace and happiness and love in the glow of the seven candles of Christmas, and pray for peace on earth. May the spirit of Christmas live within your hearts at Christmas time and always, from our family to your family, and a Merry Christmas. And the quote for today is, we are all inventors, each sailing out on a voyage of discovery, guided each by a private chart of which there is no duplicate. The world is all gates, all opportunities. And that quote is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. So we have, ladies and gentlemen, who's on the call, we have one more day to the Sola Avon products to our customers. But certainly, we as we enter into campaign two, you know, we have an exciting book that's coming up, exciting campaigns. This now is the time to set your goals so that when you have your accountability partner, you have your clear goals set for you for the new year. Try to, you know, challenge yourself to do better than you did in the year 2011, we all should be trying to do that. Whether we have been successful or not, we always try to strive to be a little bit better. So that should be a goal for 2012, to have greater success in the new year. And then with that, you're going to take your success, take your calendar, break down your goals into the 12 months, and then certainly breaking down into the weeks. This way you can start off the new year with your accountability partner. We have great incentives coming into the new year. The one thing I do want to leave people with, and this is a challenge I want to leave people with, I'm going to do the same challenge next week. Read your emails, people. I can't tell you how many people come to me and ask me questions that were sent by our district manager, in our case, Maria Rivera, our sales manager, Carmen, or even by the company. If you're not reading, we're missing information. So that should be one of your goals for 2012, as well as explore and know your website. Explore and know your website. And your website is youravon.com. Okay, guys, so with that, we do have 4 minutes. I'm looking at 1 o'clock, and 1 o'clock is actually incorrect. So I'm putting together my calendar for 2012. I'm going to hopefully have a list of 4 speakers. We're going to have some great speakers next year. If you have something you feel as though you would like to share with the Avon team, please send me an email. And my email address is pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's pat@nyelitetravel.com. So that's pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's pat@nyelitetravel.com. So if you'd like to be a guest on the show, because you'd like to share some valuable information with our listeners, or if you're not on my email blast list for the radio show, you can send me an email to ask me to include your name in my database for the Avon Motivational Radio Show. Okay, so we're ending 2 minutes early, and I hope that each and every one of you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and to make it happen, and I look forward to seeing you on the radio show next week when we're going to have a round table discussion. That is going to be exciting. Okay, everyone, take care. Good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.